It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 19th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to give you an update on everything that's been happening on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. Yesterday, it was an eviction day, so the feeds are down for most of the day. But we have a person who has left. We have a new HOH and a new nomination plans and all of that great stuff. So I will be talking to you about all of that. I am slightly early this morning because we got to get out of this Airbnb in Philly. Hopefully you guys don't mind too much. We'll have some fun. It was day 48 in the Big Brother Canada 7 house. Day 48. We're almost there. Mark had a conversation with Anthony in the morning prior to the eviction, talking about how they should sewer Dane's game in the goodbye messages to Corey. They should blame Dane for everything. And that's what we saw in the episode, that they can mess him up in the jury if they really take a strike at these jury members in the goodbye messages. Mark definitely trying to take a page from the person that won Big Brother 19. My mind is quite blank at the moment, and I don't have that in my notes. Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. Josh, that's his name. His name is Josh. I remember names. Dane is going to have a conversation with Anthony where he says that, you know, he will be getting rid of Corey. You know, he's letting Anthony know, like, this is not a move on you. Like, this is about Corey. And I do have these people, Damien and Esty, I do. You know, I've had a thing with Damien and Esty. I had a thing with Damien, Esty, and Kiki, you know, a little while ago. I have a thing with Kira and Esty and Adam. So I can keep these people on the right path. Don't worry about it. He also talks about how Adam is a new person without Sam in the game. A new person. It's like he's an entirely new guy. Mark, I think later, is going to say it's that he's thinking maybe there's a twin twist. Because Adam is, he's so much more likable without Sam. She's the worst. I feel like this is just a comment on, like, our culture as a whole. People get significant others and their friends, like, resent the significant others and blame the significant other for any damage to the relationship that happens because of their jealousy. I don't know. Just pointing that out. Anyway, I feel like it happens a lot. he says that, you know, if Adam had come into the game without Sam, he could have been real good. Could have been a great player. But as it stands, his social game sucks. He probably won't get any votes in the end. So something of interesting to note here is that they feel like both Anthony and Dane and Mark, to an extent, they feel like Adam's social game is terrible. And I think they're probably underestimating his case to the jury in terms of like how many jury votes he has. So that's something to note here. We get to the eviction later in the day, and Corey is going to be evicted, but not before sewering Dane. Always got to sewer people. It's got to be smelly in that house. It says Dane won't get her vote if she leaves. Yikes. I did talk to Corey. We will try to get that released, that ex interview released for you soon. Dane was not at the bottom of her list. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. But tune in. Check out the Corey exit interview. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Adam is going to win the next HOH. Boom. He's going to stack those boxes or whatever. He's going to have a conversation with Dane shortly after, like, whoa, I don't know what to do. Dane says, yeah, I don't know what to do. I didn't want to win this one. Dane apparently probably threw yet another HOH competition. Probably good move here for Dane. Doesn't want to have to win these. He's already a big threat. Winning could leave him exposed. So, you know. Dane is, though, a have-not again. Again, a have-not. He's not happy about that. He's very not happy about it. I think he's getting used to it, though. I feel like with each consecutive have-not week, he handles it a little bit better. Anthony is mad. He's mad. Corey's gone. He needs to take it out on someone. Needs to stand up for her, do something for Corey. And so he sets his eyes on Kira. I see you, Kira. And Kira's like, I don't like this. I don't like this. Adam, I'm scared. Anthony's this like really big, intimidating dude. I don't like this. So Anthony, he goes up to Kira. Sits down on the floor below them and says, so I'm just going to sit on the floor here and whisper so you don't think I'm being dominating or too assertive. Like the most passive aggressive thing. Because like, honestly, like there's a way that you can interpret this if you don't watch it to be like, okay, like I can understand that maybe. Like if he's genuinely trying to like reach out, trying to make sure nobody's intimidated. This was very passive aggressive, like very much like what we saw in the episode. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I intimidate you. Let me just sit down for you and whisper if that's what you need. So he does that. He says the Kira, he says, let me say it like this. Let me say it like this. That in that veto competition recently, that there were the balls that they had to roll onto the thing. And when Adam was playing, he would roll the balls, and if he lost one, he'd quickly move on and get a new ball up there and put the balls in the holes or whatever. But Mark, when he was playing that in that competition, he was terrible at it. He kept committing to balls. He kept trying to save the ones that were already lost, that were already falling off the board. And Kira, you play this game like Mark plays that veto. You're always committing to these all these balls that are already leaving, spending all your time with them. And Kira's like, what the fuck? What are you even saying? Kira counters, Anthony, I had a great relationship with you, but you got all cold and mean when I tried to keep Sam. And that's not like fair. She was my friend. I was just talking to my friend. What do you want from me? And Anthony says, no, look, you have been running to power. You and Esty had been fighting for weeks, and now you're playing with her belly. You're playing with her belly. Okay? And doing days? Come on, Kira. Needless to say, he does not fulfill his promise of whispers only. Anthony says, Kira? Because Adam is right there. There are other people downstairs listening to this. This is very much a public conversation. Kira is the most flip-floppy player in this house. And Kira thinks that's not fair. Kira says, no, Anthony, you try to play the mentor role. You think you have everyone figured out, but I have you figured out, Anthony. You play with the strong players and then you mentor the weak and the vulnerable ones in order to try to control them. And I have you clocked. And Anthony says, you know what? You're right. You are weak. You are a weak player. And they keep going. They're arguing about Sam because everything has been about Sam since this show started. But what about when Sam did this? And what about when Sam did that? And remember that time that Sam did something? They even go into the kitchen. Everyone is there. It's this whole big thing. Kira eventually starts crying. Anthony is going to leave. And as he leaves, he says, that was for you. That was for you, Corey. That was for you. Okay. That's fine, I guess. Take that for what you will. Anthony is also going to have a conversation with Esty because he voted to evict her and she was kind of upset about it. Kind of has a conversation with Anthony about like, hey, why did you vote for me? I don't like that. I feel hurt. And Anthony does his whole Anthony thing. Like he just talks in circles, confuses Esty enough and then makes points that she can't refute. And then see, right? So really what I did was right. And she just kind of, I think, was confused. Maybe, I don't know. He just does this Anthony thing. Adam is going to talk to Damien. He tells Damien, this is going to be a hard week. I want to make a good move, but people are going to be in my ear. So I don't know what's going to happen here. Adam also talks to Mark. And this is when we start to get more of his plan. Mark says, I shouldn't go up. I shouldn't go up. It'll look bad when you have to break the tie to keep me. So it won't be good because Kira will vote to evict me and Damien and or Esty, whichever one of them is on the block next to me, will also vote to evict me. And then you will have to break the tie and it'll look bad for the story. If you put me up and then a couple of days later, you're voting, you're breaking the tie to keep me. That's not good for the story, Adam. Adam says, you're right. I'm going to put up Damien and Esty. I'm going to say I'm going to backdoor you, Mark. I'm not really going to backdoor you. Although, it would be really funny if I put you on the block, because that would fit the story, don't you think? You did just put me up. And Mark is going to squirm a bit here. Mark is going to, think about like the news story and how you shouldn't put me up. We can have some conversations, some public conversations, like, oh, we're making up, we're repairing our relationship. That's a good story, right, Adam? Don't put me up. Mark is also going to go to Dane and be like, hey, Dane, you know what would be really good is if I wasn't on the block, because then you wouldn't have to vote to keep me and you wouldn't have to break your relationships with Esty or Damien. So Esty and Damien should be on the block together. That's best for you, Dane. There really wasn't a whole lot of other game talk. Adam talked about, like, you know what, F it. It's Final Four. Pretty boys. Adam was a little tipsy. But it does seem like Adam is committed to getting to the end with the guys. Now, I talked about this last night, and I know a lot of people are probably very disappointed in Adam's decision here to not go after Mark or Anthony. But from my perspective, as I pointed out last night, I think the important part here for Adam is that now, if he does choose this side, the Mark and Anthony pretty boy side, that that he needs to ensure that if they take a strike at him, that it's going to be at Dane first, or that they might not take a shot at him at all, that they would actually go after Esty first, Esty or even Kira. Damien, whichever one of them is, or two of them are still there. Now, we know that Anthony and Mark have been talking about taking a shot at the Pretty Boys. This was in the heat of the moment when Corey was going home, so we don't know how much they'll actually stick to it, especially now that Adam is HOH and showing loyalty. And they also were talking more about Dane than they were about Adam. So the fact that Adam is being loyal to them now might tell them that Dane is the bigger threat here. So I do think this move has a lot of outs, and might actually be the better move for him. And I know that's disappointing to hear, but it will really have to depend on the execution of it. And I don't think that we can judge the move until we see how it goes down and how Mark and Anthony react, and what their plans will be moving forward. Because that's really, cause if Adam does actually get to the Final Four with Mark, Anthony, Dane, and himself, that's a great spot for him. That my money might even be on Adam, just because he can probably win out from that point. And even if he doesn't, he's got some outs that people might take him, like Dane. If Mark is out of there, I think Dane would take Adam over Anthony because he doesn't think his social game is very good. And I think that Anthony would take Adam over Mark because he doesn't think his social game is very good. So he doesn't even necessarily need to win out from that point. He can just take Mark out of the game and he's probably good and probably wins. So I do think that's a good spot for him if he actually can get there. And if he can't get there, if Mark and Anthony do take a shot at the Pretty Boys next week, say Mark wins the HOH, then what he needs to do, again, is make sure that Dane is the one that takes the fall. If Dane goes down next week after Esty leaves this week, then Damien will be left in the house. Kira will be left in the house. Adam can attach back onto Kira and still win out from there, then take a shot at Anthony and Mark, and he's still in a good spot. So I do think that this is definitely not a bad move, depending on the execution. Nikki says in the chat, I think this is the best move for him, even if the fandom doesn't like it. Adam needs to pretend to listen to Anthony. Yes. And Mark and Anthony also love the legacy part of it. Nikki making some great points. I agree on all of them. I do think that there's a chance that Mark and Anthony don't turn on the Pretty Boys now, because again, they were very mad at the time, but now Adam's doing what they want. And Anthony wants Esty out. And that seems fairly likely at this point. And if something puts a wrench in it, it'll probably be Dane winning the veto and using it on Esty, which will only further make Anthony want, I think, to take Dane out before Adam. So I don't think this is necessarily the worst thing. And I know it's disappointing because we would have preferred to see Adam work with Dane, Esty, and Damien, and Kira, and all of them to move forward. But again, as I pointed out last night, I don't know if that's the best route forward, because Damien and Esty, for as much as they're willing to work with Adam in the short term, they're not willing to work with it with him in the long term. They were planning on backdooring him if given the option, and they're just too loyal to Dane. If anything, I think that Mark and Anthony might be potentially more loyal to Adam moving forward. So again, it really depends on the execution here, and we'll have to see how this goes down. But you know, I understand the disappointment. I too really would like for the Adam Dane and Damien sort of grouping here. But like I said, Anthony is gunning for Esty. He has a conversation with Mark at the end of the night. This is one of the last conversations here, where he talks about how he thinks that he's trying to look out for Mark. You know, Mark has shown loyalty. Anthony is all about protecting Mark. And so he says, Mark, your biggest threat is Esty. And so I'm going to do you a solid. I'm going to take Esty out this week. Just let me do my magic. So this is Anthony telling Mark what he needs and then saying that he will make that happen for him because he wants to look out for him, when really Anthony just wants Esty out. That's I believe, why he voted for Esty to leave. He thinks he's building something with Damien, that he might be able to pull Damien in, which honestly might not be the worst read in the world. And he thinks that if Esty leaves, then that opportunity is open. So he's trying to convince Mark that he's doing it for him. Anthony having a little bit of a comeback, a little bit of a resurgence, because there's another conversation prior to this one. Anthony has another conversation with Kira. They kind of make up a little bit after their big fight. Anthony says that he always had a special bond with them, and then he felt cheated on. He felt cheated on when their relationship kind of crumbled, because he had to emotionally detach because he was cheated on by Kira, and they were saying his name. They were saying his name, and that really, really hurt him. It was like finding out that he'd been cheated on. And so Kira says, that's not even true. I've only ever said good things about you. And the only time, you know, I started to doubt it is because I saw that you were trying to make Sam not trust me or Adam, and make me not trust Sam. And I got paranoid, and it seemed like you were trying to do all these things. And he's like, no, of course not. I only tell the truth. That's why I never touched the block. That's why I've gotten this far in the game, Kira, is because I only tell the truth. That's the truth right there. You can't deny those facts. And so Kira also says, I haven't been flippy floppy. I've been loyal. I've been the opposite of flippy floppy. It seemed like you were trying to distance me from my other allies so that I'd only have you to go to. Anthony says, no, that's not the case. I just try to give you advice. I try to like help you out. So on and so forth. They, you know, this isn't the best conversation, but it certainly ended better than the previous one. And it does seem like Anthony is now again trying to start putting in the work that he has been neglecting over the last week, being too focused on Corey. He's trying to do that again with Kira. I'm sure he is also going to start to work on Damien once again. We might be able to see here this week the resurgence of Anthony, the mastermind. I don't know quite yet, but he is definitely he's being given some rope, and he's trying to use it to best effect. And without Corey in the house to distract him, very much Anthony is truly, Anthony and Corey are everything that anyone has ever said about Adam and Sam, but actually the case. Where now that Corey is gone, it seems like he is starting to be a little more effective. So we'll have to see where that goes over the course of the week. Again, I know, disappointing outcome for what people wanted, but we'll have to see where it plays out in terms of the game. And that's basically what I got for you here. So I hope you enjoyed. Tomorrow morning, I will be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening today on the Big Brother Canada live feeds. Again, make sure you check out my interview with Corey. We'll try to get that up at some point. I'll tweet it out once it's up. So don't worry about that. I spoke to Corey shortly after she was evicted. So, you know, the timing on this one was different than the usual exit interviews. She was just a couple of hours fresh out of the house. So she was not quite as talkative as some of the other house guests have been. As a jury member, I'm very limited in what I can ask. And so if they give very, very short answers, then I just got to move on. I can't like follow up or anything. So it is a shorter one. I did still get some valuable information from her, though. So it's definitely an interesting one to listen to, because, I mean, I could even tell like she was still just very much just like just removed from the house. And I don't usually talk to them that fresh out of the house. And I wanted to be like, hey, don't worry about it. But you can't. You gotta be robot. So what are you going to do? Check that out. Check out Sunday night. We'll be back to recap the Sunday night episode of Big Brother Canada 7. And then of course, Monday, we'll be back for the round table. So you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, Instagram, Taren _ Armstrong, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong for Twitch. And thank you for joining us, for joining me, not us. We're there over there. And I'll see you next time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taren Armstrong, and today I will be speaking to the second jury member of Big Brother Canada 7. So I will be speaking to Corey, who was recently evicted from the Big Brother house. So let's get into it and talk with Corey. Hey, Corey, how's it going?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I've got some questions for you here. What went wrong here? Why were you evicted?
Oh, God. me getting Sam, putting Sam up. And for the record, I put Sam up. I wasn't the one that voted her out. So, but I'm taking all the heat for this one. Anyway, so me putting Sam up made some bitter people in the house. And then those bitter people happened to get a secret power to make me the third nominee. And I couldn't really recover from it.
Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, getting Sam out when I did, because I feel like this secret power wouldn't have gone the way it did if I hadn't have done that.
So you think that was a mistake?
Who knows, really?
Yeah. How do you feel about the goodbye messages that were left for you?
The goodbye messages were very, very informative. I got a lot of intel on people's gameplay, and especially Dane. I'm the one that he betrayed me the most.
Yeah. So you feel most betrayed by Dane?
Oh, yo, yeah.
If you had stayed in the house this week and won HOH, who would you have put on the block and who would have been your target?
I would have put up Adam, SC, and Kira, and Adam would have been my target.
There you go. Who would you have tried to take to the final two?
Anthony, hands down.
All right. Who do you think is playing the best game in the house?
Right now, I think maybe I'm biased. I don't know, but I think Anthony's playing a pretty good game. He's got an incredible social game. People are starting to catch on to it, but I think his loyalty to me is why he got exposed as much as he did this week. So he has some backtracking to do and some recovering, but I really think that he's capable of doing that.
Who do you think is playing the worst game in the house?
Kira.
What is your philosophy going to be as a juror?
My philosophy is I'm definitely going to listen to the relationships and intel that comes in with each jury member and kind of piece some things together. I mean, there is going to be an element of who I like as a person, because I want someone that I like as a person to win, as well as I will look at their gameplay. Hopefully I'm not being too bitter by the end of it.
So would you say you're going to try to attempt to vote for the best player or not?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try and do that. I will do that with as much effort as possible. But right now, I think just whereas everything is fresh, it's really hard to answer that question.
Yes, I understand. Bear with me here. I want you to try to rank the remaining house guests from who you're most likely to give your jury vote to who you're least likely to give your jury vote to.
At this moment right now? I can tell you if I rank right now, it is definitely going to change by the end of it.
Well, I just try to predict how you might feel. And of course, this is subject to change. You're not, of course, beholden to this answer. But if you were trying to predict your own vote, in the coming weeks.
So I'm going to... Because there's certain people that right now I wouldn't give a vote, but if they start pumping out some wins, then they would get my vote. So if they're going to be there at the end, that's how I'm going to rank it.
Yes.
So they had to have done some stuff based from now on. Anyway, so I'm going to say Anthony, Damien, Adam, Dane. No, I got to throw Mark in there. I'm going to throw Mark before Dane. Mark, Dane, Esty, Kira. No, Kira before Esty.
Okay, thank you. Do you think that the other jury members are going to have an influence on your vote?
other jury members?
Yes.
Yes, they will, definitely.
All right.
Definitely, definitely. Because they've had different relationships that I haven't seen, so I'll be able to see a wider view of what people's games were.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you so much, Corey. That's all I got for you.
Thank you.
So there you go. That was Corey talking about her, what she's going to be doing as a juror. We'll see how that plays out here. So thank you all for listening. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. You can listen to all of the podcasts we do. I am live every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then after the Sunday night and Thursday night episodes, we will be live recapping them. And then Monday nights, we do the roundtable. We talk about the week on the feeds and all of that good stuff. So thank you once again for joining me, and I will see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.